overall, the world is in pretty great shape right now, I'd say.
Really?
Climate change is making our oceans bigger.
That's
We love oceans, so more ocean is good.
Look at all that water.
You know, I love a positive outlook, Jeff, but I don't think that's the takeaway.
No, he's right. It's fresh water from the glaciers.
Yeah, and almost
from the glaciers.
Bikini weather year-round.
Okay. Yeah, it's so hot.
AI is on the verge of taking over humanity and doing all of our jobs, Soa, so that we'll never have to work again.
Wait, you're on board too?
With the work thing, yeah.
Yeah. World government, super stable.
Totally.
Three thumbs up right now.
I heard everybody agrees on everything, too.
It's so great.
Yeah, and now another major global issue is about to be solved. Finally, no more snack food shortages during long road trips through the desert.
Yay!
Has that happened to you a lot?
Because the snack company Cheez-It just opened a pop-up gas station in Joshua Tree National Park, California.
Ooh, no way.
Dude, Joshua Tree is beautiful, but wholly overcrowded.
And now, well, instead of pumping gas at this place, the pumps spray mini bags of Cheez-Its through the car window for free.
Oh, wow.
Are you for real?
Amazing.
Yep, they're calling it the Cheez-It Stop.
They need to rename it Joshua Cheese.
Yeah. It's only open now through Sunday, so you got to drive over there to get your Cheez-It.
Oh, now it's going to be really overcrowded.
Yeah.
But they're also doing merch for sale, which they describe as, quote, absurdly cheesy mementos.
Why Cheez-Its? Joshua Tree? Is there a link? Like, I don't really understand.
Maybe people have been complaining that there's not enough snacks.
Cheese in the desert situation.
Yeah.
Go there and ask those questions yourself.
Okay, all right.
Of course, there's also thousands of boxes of Cheez-Its available there for purchase, including special flavors that you can't find in grocery stores.
The Rangers are going to love how everyone puts their garbage in the garbage can after they're done with their Cheez-Its, I'm sure.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
no.
Thank God that global problem is fixed. Let's fix one more by going to the shot caller question of the day.
Okay.
With Digital Jake, our show's fixer. So, Jake, take it away.
In the criminal justice trivia system, questions are answered by two separate but equally clueless groups. Radio hosts, who talk for a living but hardly ever say anything insightful or remotely coherent, and digital producers who love to make fun of them when they're wrong. These are their stories. And today, you're each going to be given a bizarre or strange law from somewhere in the world. You'll have to tell me if it's real or made up in a Law and Order, one and done shot caller question of the day.
All right, Book of Jimmy.
All right. I like the sound effects.
Let's start with Alexis.
Okay.
In Louisiana, biting someone with your natural teeth is considered simple assault, but biting someone with your fake teeth is considered aggravated assault. Is that true or false?
You got to think Louisiana, not a lot of natural teeth still left down
there. That's why they had to make
a
law.
Yeah. So the fake teeth is worse.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, like, I feel like that's pretty meditated. Like, you have to think about putting your teeth in before you bite someone.
Because the dentures could be like a separate weapon from your body.
Exactly.
It's like having a prosthetic.
Or a throwing star.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. From across the room.
I do, seriously. It's like how, like, girls would take their hoops out before fighting, but instead you put the dentures in and you're going at them. I'm going to say
it's my fighting team.
Yeah, true, Jake.
Alexis said that's true, and it's...
Wow.
Think twice if you have dentures biting Louisiana.
That's awesome.
Alexis, you're safe. Let's go to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, in Ohio, it's legal to throw a snake at someone, but it's illegal to shake a snake at someone. Is that true or false?
And this isn't a euphemism.
Yeah,
nope. We're talking about the animals.
Okay. That's definitely illegal.
That's encouraged in Ohio.
That's encouraged.
Wow. I mean, I think that that would be animal cruelty, but so would throwing one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, religions, like, that really lean
That's
in
a good
on
point.
Snakes.
That's a good
you,
point.
Like, you see those kind of out there churches and the pastor's at the front, like, with two snakes in his hand.
Yeah.
And he's, like, shaking them at the congregation.
You go to snake church?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's, like, symbolic.
Throwing a snake, though, I mean, I'm just trying to think of a reason, right? Like, why that'd be okay, but if you shake a snake, not okay.
Only
seems
like
it'd be the other way around.
Yeah.
I think throwing a snake should be illegal, so I'm going to say that's false, Jake.
Brooke said false, and that is... It's true.
No.
Oh, dang.
It's considered improper behavior to shake the snake, but once the snake leaves your hand on the toss, you're no longer responsible for that snake, so you're fine there.
Okay, so that is strange.
Helping it fly to its destination.
Just let go if you have the urge. Brooke, you're getting shocked. Let's go to Jose.
All right.
Jose, in New York City, it's illegal for two people to carry a large pane of glass in a public area like they do in chase scenes in movies.
Yeah.
Any glass has to be triple wrapped, and a permit is needed to clear the area before glass transportation. Is that true or false?
Oh, my gosh.
Funny, just to make sure someone doesn't run through it.
I saw a semi-truck backing into a spot, and he, online the other day, it was like a viral video. Mm-hmm. This guy blocked all of traffic.
What does that have to do with glass, yeah. Jose?
What I'm saying is, for a giant loading dock, they don't stop a street. You know what I mean?
But for a pane of glass,
they
would.
But for one pane of glass, would they?
Yeah, but you wouldn't
block a whole street off.
You wouldn't injure yourself if there was a loading truck.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, because
we're like birds and we can't see glass and we just run into it.
Or we're like moths drawn to the glass.
Just like I have to.
I mean, my kids are, if somebody's cleaned it, they definitely want to put their fingers all over it.
Right?
I could see this being true, but I don't think it is. I'm going to say false.
Jose said false, and that is false.
Yay!
It's not a real law.
My logic worked.
Alexis and Jose, you're safe. Brooke's getting shocked. Jeff.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Jeff.
Should I read your question?
If you want.
Okay. Jeff, just last year, Alaska made it illegal to train a bird or to use a drone to catch a fish. The state considers it unfair fishing, and they believe when technology catches up, it could decimate the fish population.
Oh.
Is that true or false? No birds or drones to catch fish.
Oh, man.
I always thought the drones were kind of noisy, and they would scare the fish away, but drones are getting quieter and quieter.
That's true. Once they solve that
They're
going
to be delivering our pizzas here soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd be cool.
And I mean, there's a lot of strange fishing laws. You know, like, they want to make it challenging.
And
so.
Could you see, like a drone flying out over the water, like, carrying a little tiny fishing rod, putting the bait down in the water, or shooting lasers into the water from the drone?
I mean, that's the thing. Oh, like, what if they did, like, some sort of sound that, like, stuns all the fish or something? I don't know.
Or just put a gun on it.
Mobster fishing?
I think the threat there might be real. I'm going to say that's true.
Jeffrey said true, and that is... It's false.
Go ahead.
Use all the drone guns you know.
Drone Tommy guns.
Kill the whole
I'm
fish
concerned
population.
About it, Jeff. Who are you, Jake?
Yeah, you can call me that.
All right. Well, Brooke and I are going to take a shock together today.
Again.
And somebody wanted to hear Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye.
Oh, I love this song. Okay, ready? Because, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Accidental harmonization.
Ain't no valley low enough.
Brooke's not doing that on purpose.
Ain't no river wide enough.
Why?
To keep me from getting to you.
That was great,
that was
guys.
Good job.
I said, Brooke doesn't have very much tone, but that was a perfect harmonization.
Hey, we didn't need any backhanded compliments.
Sounded great, Brooke.
Okay.
Shock collar question of the day. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.